All right, can I have a couple people help me with the communion? The Holy Communion is one of the most special things that's ever been given to us. And God gave it to us as our medicine. It's medicine for our bodies. And it's one of the most intimate things you'll ever do with Jesus. But what God told us to do is to discern the body of Christ. And the only way we can do that is to look at that bread and identify the different things that happened to Jesus. When you look at this bread, you'll see that this bread is made without yeast. So we're looking at the perfect, sinless body of Jesus that has been beaten and bruised for us. He was beaten. And bruised. Think of that. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. And you'll notice that there are stripes in this bread. The Bible tells us that it's by His stripes we were healed. And this bread has been pierced, and Jesus' body was certainly pierced. Everywhere that Jesus' body was pierced, He shed blood, and it was for us. We get redemption in some area. And if you'll notice, this bread is slightly burned. That means the full wrath of God's fiery judgment. The judgment that was meant for us was laid on Jesus. You might say, praise God, He's not mad at me. Jesus took it. So we're taking of this broken body for our healing and our well-being, and we thank You for it in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is so perfectly pure. There's no sin in it at all. That's why the blood of Jesus never died. The blood of Jesus is still alive, and it's still washing us of our sins. The blood of Jesus is still taking care of us. The blood of Jesus not only washes us from our sins, but it protects us. And it's because of that blood of Jesus that we've been put into right standing with God. Everything that was wrong between us and God before we got born again got washed away by the blood of Jesus. But I sinned after I got born again. 1 John 1:7 says that if you walk in the light as we are in the light, that the blood of Jesus continually cleanses you from all sin. Praise God. It never was about our efforts. It's always been about Him. So we thank You for this in Jesus' name. How many of you have questions that need answers about what's been going on, about what's going to happen? Every single hand needs to be in the air. Every single hand. Even if you don't know what the questions are, your hand needs to be up in the air. We have a lot of questions. And there's a lot of answers coming our way. See, we didn't just win an election. We actually secured our freedom. And there's still some bumps in the road that we're going to go through, but we're not the only ones that have been through this. You might say that we just have been in an exodus. You know, we were held bondage. We've been in bondage. People say that we live in America, we're free. You have very little liberty. We live in the land of the free. They call it the land of the free, but you've been in bondage. And most people don't even know it. They boiled us so slow that it's just something that seems to be normal for us. You know what normal is? Whatever you're used to. That's what normal is. I used to help. There was several of us. We'd go move women into safe houses. And we'd go get them out of an abusive situation and move them into a safe house, and they would be back in that house before we got to the coffee shop to talk about what we did. And I thought, what in the world is wrong? And when they got out of that situation, they didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to expect. In the old household, they knew what to expect. They knew what normal was. And this new normal, they couldn't adjust to. We're going into a new normal. Nothing is going to be the same for us. Don't latch on to the old way so tight that you get left behind. We want to keep going forward. But I don't know where we're going. Nobody else does either, so just hang on. I don't know how to get there. Nobody else does either, so just hang on. But we're going. Don't latch on to the old because you know the answers. Let go of it. Let go of the past. Let it go. See, Moses went into Egypt, and he brought the children of Egypt, or he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. They had a great exodus. They had a great exodus. They had mighty signs and wonders. There was big things that happened. And got them to the promised land. Got them to that river Jordan. Sent the 12 spies. Matter of fact, I want to look at that part. Go to Numbers chapter 13, verse 25. We can learn so much from history. But you know something I found curious about people? They don't seem to want to learn from history. You know, this country as a nation has already been where we're at right now. We've already been here. What it boils down to is the central bank is getting kicked out. the central bank is getting kicked out of our lives. The Federal Reserve is getting kicked out of our lives. That means the IRS goes away too. We're going to go back to our original Constitution. Praise God. This old system is toast. And we're going to a whole new system that's going to be God's financial system, which is silver and gold. Real, tangible substances. Not just money out of thin air. That's going away. That's kept us in debt slavery all of our lives. But I've always had more than enough money. If you pay taxes to the IRS, you've been in debt slavery. Amen. Chapter 13, verse 25, this is when the spies got back from seeking out the promised land. They returned from searching of the land after 40 days. They went and they came to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel into the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. They told him and said, "We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell on the land, and the cities are walled, and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell in the sea, and by the coast of Jordan." And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." They brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." For so long, we've been bullied around by a government that had absolutely no soul. And they had giants. They had FBI. They had IRS. They had CIA. They had all these different entities that worked for them to bully the people around, keep the people at bay. Remember, Trump started telling us about a special time that we could go to. We could have a prosperous nation. We could live in health. We can live in peace. You know, the spies went in there and they came back to Moses. They said, "Look at all these wonderful things." They told the people, but the people would not believe it. They would not step forward. So they never entered the promised land. They held on to what they knew. They were afraid of what they couldn't see. And the ones that did see didn't believe in the covenant they had with God. We're right in the same place these people were ready to cross over into this bold new time. There's technologies that have been suppressed from us. They've been letting them dribble out a little bit at a time. You know, one of the things, ivermectin was a proven medicine all over the world for a long, long time. And we come up with the COVID, and they said, well, take ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. And remember how hard they came down against that? They had all kinds of bad side effects for that stuff. And no side effects. Other than you're going to get rid of your worms. And you're going to get healthy. There's no side effects. There's even more technology that has been suppressed from us. And the truth is going to come out. And we're going to walk in true freedom. We're going to walk in true liberty. But just like these guys, we're going to have to keep our eyes on God. I want you to turn to Joshua. Now, Joshua was one of the spies. Did you know that? Joshua was one of the spies. And after Moses died, God put Joshua in leadership. And Joshua got these people back to the River Jordan. You know, I think Joshua was just a little bit apprehensive about what might happen. I got to believe he was. There were 12 spies went into that promised land, and him and Caleb were the only ones that came back with a positive report. You know, the giants were still there. That river was still there. They had to cross that river. You know, this account of Joshua, in Joshua chapter 3, verse 1, Joshua rose up early in the morning. I bet he did. I bet he probably didn't sleep much that night. Can you imagine trying to keep things right in your head? Already been to the river and was ready to cross over, and everybody chickened out. But here he is. He rose up early in the morning. They removed from Shittim and came to Jordan. He and all the children of Israel and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. They commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests and Levites bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. You know, the Ark of the Covenant in that day, that was a way for people to focus on God. See, they had a visual. Now, people are going to be looking for a visual today, and I'm going to tell you, it's your Bible. We're going to have to focus on Him. We're going to have to call on the name of the Lord Jesus. And we're going to walk through this adventure together. You know, there's going to be some people that are just going to be completely confused and dismayed, and they're going to need help along the way. This is where we come in. There's going to be people that need help. You know, there's going to be some people that didn't believe nothing. They're going to start believing pretty fast. And they're going to need answers. Our number one job is to get them to focus on Jesus and keep going forward. You know, one thing they said, in verse 4, says, you've not passed this way heretofore. You've never been down this trail. See, I remember one time I was talking to a pastor about Joshua and all the children of Israel walking across on dry ground at the River Jordan. And he said, oh, I've been to that spot where they crossed, he said. And he said, it's really narrow. And he said, it wouldn't take much to dry up. You know, I think sometimes when people go to Bible school, they teach them different ways to try to prove the Bible wrong. And the Bible tells us that during the harvest, the River Jordan overflows its banks. So this was a flood zone. This was a flood zone. So, you know, these guys had to walk up and see this raging river. You know, when things are flooding, it's not just a cool, smooth trickle. It's rough and fast. So that would cause them some doubt. You know, they had to hear about the giants. Somebody had to tell stories about the giants in the land at some point. And they didn't know where they were going. They just knew they were going to someplace better. They didn't know how they was going to get there. Just start walking. You know, Jeremiah 33:3, God tells us to ask him, and he'd tell us things that we don't know. You know, there's a lot of things we don't know. There's a lot of things that we don't know. We're going to find out that there's healing technologies that have been suppressed from us. We're going to find out that there's poisons that they've been putting in our foods for a long time. You know, that's going to go away. We're going to find out how much they've robbed us of in the form of taxes. We're also going to find out our true history. You know, one of the things about these evil people, they said, he who controls the present controls history. And whoever controls history controls the present. So we've been taught a history that they wanted us to know. History that they wanted us to believe, not the truth. We're going to find out that they've meddled with our Bibles. That makes a lot of religious people uncomfortable when I tell them that. But, you know, we're always talking about honoring our founding fathers, the pilgrims. You know, one of the best ways I think we could honor them is to pick up the Bible that they came over on the Mayflower with. And it's not the King James Bible. You know, King James is the one that they were trying to get away from. They didn't like those kind of people. I've noticed that through history, our Bibles have changed. And they keep changing. You know, the Word of God does not change to fit your lifestyle. You have to change your lifestyle to fit the Word of God. Amen. These guys got to the river. They didn't know where they were going. Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. We've been seeing a lot of signs and wonders. We've been seeing a lot of miracles of God. See, back when Obama was president, I started talking about this. The world is going to change. We had the tetrad of four blood moons. They aligned with the feast in Israel. I said, every time that happens, something major happens. And it happened. All of a sudden, Trump got to be president. Look at all the things that have been going on. And now here we are today. Our world is changing right before our eyes. But the one thing that will not change is Jesus. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, we have to keep our eyes focused on Him. The same way the children of Israel had to focus on the ark because they had never been this way before, we're going to have to focus on Jesus because we've never been where we're going before. Amen. But don't worry. It's going to be a good trip. It's going to be fun. Joshua spoke unto the priest, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant, went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that I, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And thou shalt command the priest that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when you are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. Joshua said, hereby you shall know that the living God is among you, and that He will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into Jordan. Now therefore take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, one of every tribe, a man, and it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above. They shall stand upon a heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they bare the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bare the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overflows all its banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up a heap every very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaratan, and those that come down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. You know, if there was none of them that swam, none of them had to tread deep mud. And did you notice that God said that He was going to remove all those giants? See, all those Hittites and Moabites, all those ites that were in there, those were giants. And He said, I will drive those out before you. You know, the giants of our land are like three-letter agencies. You know, they're going away. They're going away. You know, God does amazing works in people's lives. You know, some people are just really upset that God took a dirty man who is an adulterer, had sin in his heart, and did all kinds of wrong things, and promoted him. And then he wrote Psalms, and they called him King David. Now they celebrate King David, but they're still mad about Trump. You know, God did an even bigger miracle work in Elon Musk. Elon Musk was a deep state Satanist. Deeper than anything you can even imagine. And he got out. And he's helping Trump set people free. You know, Elon Musk took Twitter and trimmed it down where there's just a small handful of people that run Twitter. He got rid of the waste. That's what he's going to do with the United States government. He's going to trim it down. And then we're going to run on tariffs. Not taxes. On tariffs. Like the Constitution says we're supposed to. There's big changes coming our way. But no matter what changes, Jesus never does. God never changes. What we need to do is do our best to make sure we wake up. See, we're going through a great awakening right now. And we're going to see things we never even imagined. We're going to see things that we never even thought possible. But we can participate in it. See, we like to celebrate the miracles in the Bible. But what we need to do is get active in the miracles now. There's going to be all kinds of things happen. But we need to make sure that we stayed centered on Jesus, stayed focused on Him, and receive this new reality that we're going into. See, we're going into a whole new dispensation. A whole new time. It's going to be exciting. Oh, how we're going to get from point A to point B, but you should expect some turbulence. But know this, the same way the Ark of the Covenant went before the children of Israel, God is going before us, and we just follow our good shepherd. Remember, Jesus said, "My sheep know my name, and the voice of a stranger, they know his voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow." It's going to be real important. This is why getting as much of the Bible in you as you can, that gets you familiar with his voice. You want to follow his voice, there are going to be a lot of voices out there. There already is. And we don't want to just follow anybody that says they got something good. We want to follow the voice of the Good Shepherd. And a lot of people are sitting back expecting to be driven. You know, up home we would move sheep, we'd drive them. Then I watched a video of a shepherd in Israel. And this really made the Bible hit home for me in this. As I watched him, his sheep followed him through the traffic. them sheep followed him. There was cars, there was traffic, people, there was other bands of sheep. They didn't go following other bands of sheep. They didn't get disturbed by the traffic. They just followed their shepherd. That's what we need to do. We need to follow our shepherd. We're going to have to be led by the Holy Spirit. There's going to be a lot of voices out there. And we're going to have to take a little bit of time to discern those voices. And not everything that's going to come before you is going to be mentioned in the Bible. Did you know ivermectin is not mentioned in the Bible? But that was a voice that we should have listened to a long time ago. So we have to just stop. One of the things we're going to have to not do is react. See, the world likes to get us to make these knee-jerk reactions. And we've been doing that for a long, long time. And it's caused a lot of harm. We need to not do that. Just because something happens doesn't mean that you have to do something. One of the neatest things I ever learned from Kenneth Copeland, he said he was learning how to fly planes, big planes. And he said one of the things that they taught him right away when something happens in the cockpit, said, don't do anything. Wrecks more planes than anything. They said, just don't do anything. Step back and assess the situation. And then make a move. We're in that same place. Just because somebody says something or just because somebody does something doesn't mean we have to do something. I mean, we have to check in with the Holy Spirit and ask Him, hey, what about this? Just because everybody else is doing something doesn't mean you have to do it. I seen a lady get set free from a demon in a church that did not believe that Christians could have demons. There was a prayer line. She came up, said her chest was hurting her all the time. Everybody was praying the prayer of faith over her. And I didn't know what to do, so I asked the Holy Spirit what to do, and He said, cast that thing out. So I said, okay, you spirit of infirmity, get out of here. It is gone. She looked up at me and she said, it's gone. She said, your chest doesn't hurt no more. No, chest don't hurt no more. I said, okay. Step back and ask God what to do. He said He would show you things to come. But we have to ask Him first and we have to listen to Him. Amen. Well, let's get ready for our exciting new adventure because it's here whether you like it or not. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for turning the presidency and the Senate our way. Father, we ask you to finish this work and get the House our way so we can go into freedom and go into true liberty. And we won't have to worry about no more attacks on our faith. We'll have to worry about any more attacks on our health. Don't have to worry about any more attacks on our finances. We can live in true freedom. And Father, we thank you that Jesus died on the cross for us. He set us free. The more we learn of Him, the more this liberty we can walk in. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we have snacks and coffee back here. Everybody come back and have some.